All right. So now we're coming up on the next segment of our show, which is a big one. For the past, well, for this year, since January, we've been releasing almost monthly new episodes of the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. And we've been going through this. We've been getting different artists, different local artists to draw the comic book portion of it. While we've been putting together the story and the audio portion, and we're coming up on the final episodes. So this month, August, we're releasing episode 6, part A, and then in September, we're releasing part B. And the reason why it's not in episode 7 is because they're tied together. One goes right into the next one, and they're a little bit shorter. They're a little bit condensed than the other episodes.
Correct.
So, we're going to jump right into it right now. Episode 6, Part A, called The Plan, which it's not up yet, but the YouTube video, which is going to be going up very soon, was drawn by Amanda Hordick. And look out for this. This is some good artwork on this one as well, which was...
so good.
Yeah.
I was, when she uploaded the stuff the other day, I was very, very pleased with the with her work. It's awesome.
And it was all, like, each artist has done something different. This artwork was all watercolor painted.
Yeah.
Watercolor painted.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, anyways, we're going to jump into it now. The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. Oh, I screwed that up. You say it.
The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. Is that what you wanted me to say?
I thought you were going to do it like the narrator.
Oh. But... the next episode of The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. The Plan. Last time on The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Who's there? Why is quarterback here? Why are they setting up?
DJ Ad-Rock can have his membership back if you let quarterback play one song.
Ah, fine. One song.
Let's roll, guys.
Hey.
Oh, what happened? I can't believe these last few weeks. No wonder I'm getting gray hairs. I thought things were crazy with the electrical storm and the accident giving me what seemed to be superpowers. What happened at the rave and the water bottle? Oh no, we need to stop the rave.
Stop! Somebody call the police!
We're gonna need backup here. It's like the drugs are involved.
They think I drugged all those people at my rave. I had nothing to do with it.
And now this Mono Knight person thrown into the mix.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the end of Sound FM.
What if he attacks again? I guess I should go see the police on my lunch and give my statement and give them this horseshoe.
We can use this as a clue. Look, it's engraved. Samsonite. Remember when the police falsely accused Ad-Rock? That didn't stop us then.
This has to be the right place.
So... meet again, Jeffy Jeff. Enjoy your final resting place. No one will find you in here.
I'm free! Hey, Linz.
Where the heck have you been?
It's a long story. I ran into the Mono Knight.
What?
Yeah, he locked me in a silo. I rigged my phone to explode in order to get out.
Wow! Nice work, MacGyver!
Just then, three masked assailants threw a bag over DJ Jeffy Jeff's head from behind.
What? Lindsay, help!
Don't worry, good buddy!
So, wait. It was three.
With Jeffy Jeff in the back of the van, the masked assailants drive off.
Let me out of here! Ah!
What is wrong with your rats?
Ooh, she's old, eh? She's never done this.
Must be a breaker done. Broke.
Sociopath.
Oh, it's right up here down that dark alley.
What?
Oh, it's cheap rent, eh?
Masked assailants lead Jeffy Jeff into the place at the end of the dark alley.
What do you guys want? I'll stay away from the farm, and the club, and the water bottle shop, and whatever else. Let's talk about this.
I'll prepare the mind dislodger.
What?
Tie him! Tie him to the chair!
Linz, what's going on?
Commence mind dislodging.
Dream. What's going on? It was you guys?
Jeffy Jeff, now just calm down. We'll explain everything.
So, did it work?
What work? What work?
Here, listen to this, eh, bud? It'll make you feel better.
Hey, hey! Hey, hey! Yeah!
Turn this sh-
hey.
Off!
Hey, hey!
Steve, you need more gear, man.
Why would I want to listen to quarterback? Especially... Wait a minute, I don't...
Chakakaboo, it worked!
Why is that song terrible? What's going on?
Well, you see there, Adrock can be licking your current obsession with quarterback, eh?
Well, I wouldn't say obsession.
Turns out they hypnotized you during the performance on your show.
What?
You formulated an inverse cue, which in turn would dispel any hypnotic effects that were consuming your every neurological pathway.
This is kind of a lot for my neurological pathways to take in right now. Especially after the night I had. I escaped the mono night. Was that even real?
Yep.
Any events you're thinking about from your neurological pathways should be real, eh? It just changed your thinking about quarterbacks, see?
That's how those doorknobs gain their cred. A hypnotist.
Well, it worked, because I became such a fan, I think I even volunteered to help out at the concert. And the meeting's tomorrow.
You speaking what?
We can't let that concert happen. They'll hypnotize the whole crowd. We need to take the story straight to Patrick Mullaney and expose the truth.
Knows we ain't.
Why not?
I reckon if that there story will be the end of Sound FM, this show's done supposed to save the station by raising money.
Ah, Steele's right. If Sound FM has another event go wrong, the station will be over. Hey, can you guys untie me now?
Yes. Sorry, Jeffy Jeff. I can now free your appendages.
Jeffy Jeff, best not be going to that Yabs meeting.
No, wait! You should go!
You speaking what?
I believe I foresee your neurological thought process.
Yeah, go to the meeting and find out the details about how the concert's going to go down from the inside!
Yeah, that's a great idea, Linz.
And if that hoser's looking for help, I can go too, eh? Being a Sound FM member and all.
What about the Mono Amigos already hypnotized? Can I start that Mama Jama unhypnotizing on the Mono and Mono show?
Indubitably.
Aight, cool. Mono and Mono be unhypnotized one listener at a time.
Jeffy Jeff, we should really get going to work. We're going to be late.
What? It's morning?
Let's meet later and discuss the plan.
Swell. Later, guys.
But I didn't sleep at all last night.
Well, you slept for a minute or two when you passed out during the hypnotizing.
DJ, Jeffy, Jeff, and Lindsay arrive at work together.
Oh, I need a coffee.
I'll get you one. The least I could do. I'll be right back, good buddy.
As Lindsay leaves to go grab a coffee, Mr. Lumberg approaches Jeff's desk.
Jeff, you're looking a little tired these days.
Is everything all right?
Hey, Mr. Lumberg. Yeah, I'm fine. I just had a late night.
Oh, okay. How's that new MTM phone working out for you?
Actually, I meant to come talk to you. I need a new one.
Oh, what seems to be the problem with it, Jeff?
It kind of, broke, or doesn't seem to work.
Well, don't you worry. You're not the first to say this. I'll take it over to support right now. We just have to fill out this form.
Mr. Lumberg pulls out the form to edit.
Okay, now what's the serial number, model, and casing color?
234-6634-345-5-3245 MTMZ21. And, pink. Boom.
Did you say pink?
Yeah.
Look, we can't replace custom orders.
It wasn't a special order.
Then how'd you get that special color? A special order?
What? No, I hated the color. I was gonna request a new phone because of that.
Well, now, you didn't break the phone because it was pink, did you?
No, I threw it because it hardly worked.
You threw your phone?
I dropped it because the battery overheated. I had to.
Oh, my. Sounds like a defect. Okay, give it to me and I'll report it directly to the distributor.
I forgot to mention that I dropped it into, a sewer. Look, I'll pay for the replacement. That's no problem. Look, there's still some burn marks on my pants.
Wait, when did all this happen?
Just yesterday.
And you're still wearing the same pants?
Oh,
Hey, Jeffy Jeff, here's your coffee. Hi, Mr. Lumberg.
Oh, hey, thanks. Yeah, I had a late night last night.
Yeah, you just joined my WoW guild. You were harvesting all night.
Okay, okay. I don't need to hear about what you guys do in your spare time. Or what you fellas call it now. Just don't let it affect your productivity. I'll give you this lender phone here. Can you handle orange?
Yeah, orange is fine.
Okay, on Monday I'll have a couple of phones of different color for you to choose from.
Thanks, Lumberg.
Okay, just don't let this happen again.
It won't.
All right, back to work. And take care of this lender phone, Mr. Butterfingers. Get going.
Later that evening, many members of Sound FM have gathered at the station to receive instructions from Ash about Quarterback's live-to-air concert.
And then they will do a third encore playing Hey, 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 Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty much how things will go down tomorrow. Now for specific roles. JD, you're in charge of the broadcasting and podcasting.
Yeah, man, I can definitely do that.
But no using the microwave. Eat on your own damn time.
Dry.
Steel, you're in charge of security. Make sure nobody goes backstage unless they have a security pass. Keep a close eye out for the Mono Knight and Ad-Rock.
Ain't he a member, though, eh? Or, Ad-Rock, I'm talking boot.
Can I trust you or not? Shad has specifically requested it. Besides, you won't have to deal with him directly. I've hired security from the club. You will oversee them and report anything unusual to me.
Oh, sure, sure. Can do that there for you, eh, bud?
Jeffy Jeff, you can escort Quarterback to the stage and introduce them.
Okay. Great.
You're the only one I can trust with this.
Okay, I won't let the people down.
Spirit, everyone should take note of DJ Jeffy Jeff's commitment.
He's totally cool, calm, and committed.
Anyways, that's it. I'll see you all tomorrow.
The Sound FM members disperse and head for the exit.
Wait, Jeffy Jeff. Shad and Quarterback are in the back room planning their set. They're waiting for you to interview them.
Oh, great. That's just what I asked for, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind watching a pro at work. Can I tag along?
As long as it's okay with Jeffy Jeff, sure thing.
As Steel and Jeffy Jeff walk toward the room, Jeffy Jeff notices that they are no longer within earshot of Ash.
I forgot I asked for an interview. It must have been when I was hypnotized. I've got nothing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Hey, hombres.
Oh, hey, Shad.
What were you just saying, Jeffy Jeff?
I was just telling Steel. I always plan so much for these interviews, but, with you, it's as if I've got nothing. I'm just so starstruck.
That's all right, brah. I, like, get that all the time from boy kids.
So, are you excited for the upcoming show?
Totally, brah. We're gonna rock. We'll have some cool new swag, like just for this show.
Great. Well, good enough. I think we got what we need.
That's it?
Ah, well, we'll cut it up and it'll sound great on the podcast.
Sweet orange phone. I've got the same one.
Great. See you tomorrow, Shad.
Coolio. Catch you on the flip side. You stay observant for any hostiles above and behind.
Sure thing, good buddy. Uh-oh, orc death night at 3 o'clock.
Upon referring to 3 o'clock, is it in reference to your bearing in the game, your character's bearing, or my character's bearing? At the present moment, I have no adequate information about how the first two are constituted.
Behind the... over by you.
Indubitably.
They're all around you!
I will hide in here using my invisibility belt.
Hang on! I have a call on the other line. I'm gonna patch it in.
I have a suspicion that my cover will soon come to fruition by the opposing enemies.
What? What do you mean?
Hey, Jeffy Jeff! How's it going?
Okay, where are you guys? What is Duff talking about?
He's pretty screwed right now. He's hiding in a garbage bin with death knights all around him.
What?
Shots fired! Shots fired! Duff, are you dead?
What?
I'm okay, but I think that it will take a Pandaren priest to get us out of this.
Where are you guys?
Azeroth!
What? Ah, jeez. You had me worried there for a minute. We're gonna meet with Steel and Adrock. The meeting with Ash is over.
Okay, looks like our raid will be over soon. It would take a miracle or Scarlet Armor to get Duff out of there.
But the probability of that is very low.
What realm are you guys in?
Smolderthor! Hey, they all fell. It happened. We've taken this corridor.
All right, congratulations. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Indubitably.
How the thing there is going to work and whatnot kind of thing, eh? I'm head of security, so I should be able to get you all the setup at your spots, eh?
And I won't be able to help get you in, because it's the club security, guys. I gotta stay away from them through this as well.
If I be sure, don't hook a brother up.
That didn't work so well last time, remember?
And we've been given special instruction to not let you in.
That dingleberry, piece of a further rhyme, son of a...
Shh! That gets you hooting and hollering, then get a load of this. Remember back in the day when the feds cut funding from the station? They said that the students didn't want to contribute less than a beer's worth of their tuition fee to have a historic cultural entity affiliated with them.
Yeah, apparently it was a close vote, too.
Well, they researched what went down and talked to some people involved in that whole whatnot kind of thing. Ash was both a member of the Feds Alliance and the station at that time.
You speaking what?
Ooh, it gets worse though, eh? Not only was he playing both sides, some fellas said he rigged the referendum to take over the station.
I always thought it was odd that the university would turn their back on this culturally historic entity.
That juice noggin! When I see him, I'm gonna land 40 new beats on his face, sucker!
Oh my, the water bottles from the raid! On the purchase order I got! They were delivered to the Fed's office!
That's it, I got some odd roll. I'm taking out Ash.
Okay, settle down. Let's go over the plan again. So first, once Steel's in position, then Lindsay will come up and he'll toss...
Meanwhile... Hello?
Everything is ready!
Okay, great. Ash, do you trust DJ Jeffy Jeff?
He's on our side now, remember? Not only did he want to volunteer, but he also wanted the interview. I trust him more than anyone.
When he came to interview me, I thought I heard him say something suspicious.
right, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Episode 6, Part A, the plan of the electrifying adventures of DJ Jaffa Jeff.
Wow. I didn't want that to end.
Yeah. Well.
And I knew it was going to.
Yeah. Because coming up is the final showdown. Part B, Episode 6, Part B, the final showdown, which is going to be released mid-September. Now, as DJ Jeffy Jeff and I were alluding to in the last battle, Superheroes versus Villains.
Yep.
This has been so tight-lipped, this finale.
Mm-hmm.
We've even had different artists working on the final scene so that...
They don't even know
Yeah,
what's
they
going.
Don't know how it ends.
Yeah.
And the audio parts were recorded in two different sessions so that even the vocal talents and editors don't know what's going on.
No. Yeah, yeah. Completely out of sequence.
Yeah.
It's all over the map.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the secrecy surrounding this final episode is astounding.
Yeah, so it won't get leaked. You won't be able to find it on any blogs or anything like that, but it's coming out in September.
Now, DJ Steele, why don't you tell the fine folks some of the... like, we know who that Amanda Hordick did the drawings.
Yep,
or the paintings, I should say,
yep.
The artwork. What about the artists, the musical artists that performed in that episode?
So again, we've got a whole ton of great Canadian music. I'm going to try and get it in order. Starting out with the Tea Party, starting kicking things off. Local KW band, Three Crowns.
Yep.
Then there was some Daphne, some Sandro Perry, some Fur Trade.
Nice.
Our friend Steve Bays. Yeah.
Yep.
Friendly Rich and the Lollipop People from Guelph there.
Yep.
Cessna and Kitchens and Bathrooms. Actually, we've got a Hamilton connection here.
Yeah.
And Monster Truck, all from Hamilton.
There you go.
Then we go into some Brit Black, Royal Canoe, Japanese Girls, and what you hear in the background right here is some Arcade Fire.
Nice. Now you can go to www.monoamonoradio.com and click on the picture of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff to get caught up to Episode 6. Episode 6A hasn't been posted yet, but it will be shortly. But in the meantime, you can get caught up, watch the YouTube clips of the past episodes, and check out all things Mono on while you're at it.
Yeah,
you might
that's
as well.
Right. May as well.
Might as well.
May as well get all caught up for the finale coming next month.
Ooh, my spine is tingling.
Oh, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be damn good.
Woo! And if we do a season, decide to do a season 2, I do have an idea about a plot line.
Yeah, about robots.
Why did you say that?
No.
You're gonna spoil it because I've got actually a really good idea that I came up with the other day
that involves robots.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Anywho,
we're gonna
get set up for the battle portion of this evening. So we're gonna play some.
Tunes. We'll finish off our Arcade Fire track here, and then go into a couple more tunes.
Sounds good.